How's she doing? Bellamy glanced up to see Clark standing above him, looking uneasily from him to his sleeping sister. He nodded. I think she's okay. Good. She raised a slightly singed eyebrow. Because it'd be a shame if you followed through on your threat from last night. What did I say? You told me that if I didn't save your sister, you'd blow up the goddamn planet and everyone on it. Bellamy smiled. Good thing it's only a sprained ankle. He cocked his head to the side and surveyed Clark quizzically. The skin under her eyes was bruised with exhaustion, but the purple shadows just made them look greener. He felt a twinge of guilt for being such a jerk to her the night before. He'd pegged her as another self-absorbed Phoenix girl who was training as a doctor because it gave her something to brag about at parties. But the strain in her delicate face and the blood matted in her reddish-gold hair made it clear she hadn't stopped to rest since they'd landed. So, Bellamy continued, remembering Wells's declaration at the bonfire yesterday and the way Clark had stomped away from him. Why were you so mean to little Chancellor Jr.? Clark looked at him with a mixture of shock and indignation. For a moment, he thought she might actually hit him, but then she just shook her head. That's none of your business. Is he your boyfriend? Bellamy pressed. No, Clark said flatly, but then her mouth twitched into a questioning smile. Why do you care? Just taking a census, Bellamy replied. Specifically to determine the relationship status of all the pretty girls on Earth. Clark rolled her eyes, but then she turned back to Octavia and the playfulness drained from her face. What is it? Bellamy looked from Clark to his sister. Nothing, Clark said quickly. I just wish I had some antiseptic for that cut in her face, and some of the others are going to need antibiotics. So we don't have any medicine? Bellamy asked, frowning in concern. Clark looked at him, startled. I think the medical supplies kits were thrown out of the dropship in the crash. We'll be fine, though, she said quickly, the lie shooting out of her mouth before she had time to make her features match it. We'll be okay for a while. The human body has a remarkable ability to heal itself. She trailed off as her eyes settled on the bloodstains on his stolen uniform. Bellamy grimaced as he glanced down, wondering if she was thinking about the Chancellor. Bellamy hoped he'd survived. He had enough blood on his hands already, but it probably didn't matter one way or another. Whoever the Council sent down with the next group would most certainly be authorized to execute Bellamy on the spot, regardless of the fact that the Chancellor's injury had been an accident.